on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moonlight, just another American Saturday night. There's a big toga party tonight down at Delta Chi. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight, just another American Saturday night.
Voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather is being blamed for 18 deaths across four states, seven of them in Cook County, Texas, the town of Valley View near the Oklahoma border, ravaged by an EF2 tornado. Governor Greg Abbott toured the damage.
More than 200 homes and structures were listed as destroyed. Another more than 120 were listed as damaged.
There are hundreds of thousands of power outages across the region, more than 190,000 reported right now in Kentucky. On this Memorial Day, President Biden will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. He'll also deliver a speech. In Washington, Chase Oliver, an openly gay millennial, won the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination despite weekend convention speeches from former President Trump and Robert Kennedy. And an official from the Papua New Guinea government told the UN more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive by the landslide. This is ABC News. Vocal problems are forcing Bruce Springsteen to postpone more shows on his European tour. Last fall, he had to delay several shows while dealing with a peptic ulcer. The Memorial Day weekend box office, not exactly a blockbuster.
Who will take number one at the Memorial Day weekend box office? Will it be Furiosa, a Mad Max saga?
Furiosa fought the world.
Or will it be the Garfield movie?
Follow my lead.
By Sunday, both films taking in about $25 million and both movie studios projecting they'll make $31 million by the end of Monday, winning the dubious distinction of the worst Memorial Weekend number one opening in almost 30 years. Down the line, it was If coming in third, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes swings to number four, and The Fall Guy drops to fifth. Dave Packer, ABC News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics could return to the NBA Finals if they can win Game 4 tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals and sweep the Indiana Pacers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The body of a man was pulled from where the East and West Twin Rivers meet in Two Rivers Sunday morning. Police say the body was discovered in Two Rivers Harbor by two fishermen. Authorities determined the man to be between the ages of 30 to 50 as an investigation looks to positively identify the man. A Friday morning fire at downtown Madison's Holy Redeemer Catholic Church may have been started with a lightning strike. Fire investigators are working to confirm that the lightning caused the fire in the steeple of the historic church. There were no injuries. The steeple and items in or near it suffered significant water damage. And there's still damage on the ground after last week's storms, and sham repair crews are still in the area. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says if you need work done, find a local contractor. You can do a search for a contractor online at datcp.wi.gov. You can see if they have any complaints filed against them.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 today with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower. Partly cloudy, breezy, 66 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, warmer, high of 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never loved nobody way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Might burn down, 'cause I left something turned.
on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. Cause I left something turned on at home. That order, but if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. Cause I left something turned on and on. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. Cause I left something turned on.
Advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Hal Ketchum, Small Town Saturday Night, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. It's Memorial Day, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also, we'll talk with Darren Von Ruden, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union. Had a chance to talk with him last week during the Enough is Enough event, so we'll chat with Darren a little bit about that here coming up this hour. Don't forget, with it being Memorial Day today, there'll be no mail, no markets as well, and also please take a moment to remember the men and women that served our country and died while serving our country to protect our freedoms during this Memorial Day. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, you have some takeaways from two recent reports last week. First, March dairy supply and utilization, and second, China's April dairy imports.
Yeah, so some interesting takeaways from the March supply and utilization. This report really showed us that after a slow start to the year, total cheese consumption did turn positive in March. A stronger year over year, driven by slight gains in both domestic use, but primarily the big thing here was incredible export volumes for both American and other cheese varieties. Total cheese exports in March hit a new all-time high for that month. These also contributed to that rise in the CME spot rally we've observed over the month of April, but shipments could begin to fall off later in the year as these higher price points no longer provide the same value to international buyers.
I understand that powder utilization was down considerably.
Yes, powder utilization was down both on a domestic and international usage. It's been down 6 of the last 8 months, and the number has fallen on a year-over-year basis, particularly to China. Those powder exports have slowed.
And speaking of China, China's latest import data looks like it's still the spoiler as far as global trade.
Yeah, taking a look there, you know, there wasn't anything particularly shocking this month. Powder demand has been lackluster for the country, particularly for skim milk powder. One bright spot, fats have improved. The fat market is rather tight globally right now. There are reports of tighter AMF inventories in New Zealand. So we're seeing buyers look to secure product, and that's also why we're seeing quite the rise and AMF prices on the global dairy trade auction.
I think that it was surprising to see that U.S. cheese exports to China were actually down, considering how price advantage, you know, the U.S. was.
Yeah, I think on that side of things, one of the things we look at especially is the variety of cheese. So China had much greater imports of cheese from Europe. Interesting takeaway here, especially because for most since November 2023, European cheese prices have carried quite the premium, roughly 50 cents to the U.S. But I think the big takeaway here is just understanding the variety of cheese matters at the end of the day. So maybe not as much cheddar going to China, maybe other varieties, and that's why they're looking to Europe instead of the U.S.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another Simple Miracle moment.
words are like very powerful seeds, and the type of seeds you plant determine the type of harvest that you can expect. Words are also like seeds in that they often take time before we see a harvest from what we have planted.
We must be very careful about the words that we plant. Words that you speak impact your own life and every other person who hears them. Plant words of hope, love, or encouragement, and you'll harvest accordingly.
Words you listen to and believe about yourself will direct the future of your life. You can't always control the words that others speak to you, but you can choose which ones you will believe.
Being aware of the words you use is vital. If you want to capitalize on the positive effect words can have, you simply have to be more intentional about choosing the right words.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The full House of Representatives now has a new farm bill proposal to consider after the House Agriculture Committee advanced the measure early Friday. We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Mr. Chairman, on that vote, the yeas are 33, the nays are 21.
A majority having voted in favor, the motion is agreed to, and H.R. 8467, as amended, will be reported favorably to the House.
The passage of the House version of a 2024 Farm Bill. Committee Chair Glenn Thompson with the announcement. The latest step in efforts by Congress to approve a new Farm Bill by the September 30th deadline. The Senate Ag Committee is expected to mark up its version of a farm bill sometime this summer, yet consideration of a full farm bill by either chamber of Congress may not occur until September. The reason? Debate and consideration of bills associated with fiscal year 2025 federal appropriations. Those measures also need to be considered before September's end.
Again, that's USDA Radio's Rod Bain, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparingInsurance.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. 3 rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night I'm bowling, if you got something to sell, you're wasting your time, I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone, you know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days. And then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S. If this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, Friday milk markets were mostly higher. Now, June was down 7 at 1989, July up 10 to 2009, August up 6 to 1997, and September milk up 17 at 1983. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1 3/4 to 198. 40-pound blocks up a half to 187. 7 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 312 1/4, no sales. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 1/4 to 117 1/2. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 40 even, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. A lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report that was to be released after the close Friday. Also, a lot of positioning ahead of the 3-day Memorial holiday weekend. Hog markets lower in the nearby months due to continued concerns over consumer demand for pork. June live cattle up 17 cents to 183.70. August feeder cattle down $1.22 to 260.22. And June hogs down 25 cents to 94.27. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans were higher. Soybean or wheat, rather, was mixed. Corn and soybeans were higher as there's still some continued planting concerns across the corn and soybean belt. There's also still some export concerns for Brazil due to all of the recent flooding. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they were mostly mixed. A little bit of profit taking ahead of the 3-day holiday weekend, but the trade still continues to watch the challenging weather in Northern Europe and the Black Sea region. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 488 1/4. New crop beans up 3 1/2 to 219 1/2. July wheat in Chicago down 3/4 to 697 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 8 1/4 to 752 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 410, June 413, July 416, new crop 433. Cash beans 1173, June 1178, July 1178, and new crop at 1140. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 432 and 3 quarters, June 434 and 3 quarters, July 432 and 3 quarters, new crop 438 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 430, June at 435, new crop 438. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn and June at 411, new crop 433. Cash beans at 1170, June 1173, new crop 1144. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 425, new crop 423. Cash beans 1155, new crop at 1134. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 439, June 439, July 443, new crop 443, cash beans 1219, June 1221, July 1225, new crop 1160. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in June corn 411, new crop 433, cash in June beans 1175, new crop 1144. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 116 to 140, bulls 129 to 160, calves 210 to 950, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 153 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days.
Choose your bundle for Red Hot Deal Days. Get a new phone, watch and tablet. Scream yippee-yay-yay, because you can trade in your old phone for a bundle today.
Now that's a hot track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today. Eligible phone with select trade and an unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise on what you convince me otherwise. I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worked so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Oh, I'm shameless.
to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands, I'm shaving. I don't have a bottle now, I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shaving. Shame the size of man can be. You can make a total fool.
On my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. But there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Misty sunrise in my hometown. Rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week, with rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, carry on. Southern comfort, carry on. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet Southern comfort. Carry on, carry on, sweet Southern comfort, carry on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden joins us. And he was at the Wisconsin Farmers Union held an event called Enough is Enough. It's in support of the Off Act, and that is in regards to the checkoffs. And Darren, thanks for joining us this morning. Also, thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Wisconsin Farmers Union, along with Elsevia Co-op, also Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, and Osteoplastics. And so, Darren, I think there's a lot of confusion here on, because of supporting the Off Act, Farmers Union, Wisconsin Farmers Union is against the checkoff, and that's not really the case, right?
Right, yeah. You know, our members certainly want to make sure that the checkoff dollars that they're spending for advertising and promotion and then also research are actually spent for those. We're looking at some state groups around the country, certainly some national groups, that that accountability just hasn't been able to been proven. And, you know, audits and other means of seeing where those dollars go, and especially when you look at certain national farm organizations. So National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been lobbying hard against issues that would have really impacted the producers by arguing against what's in the producer's best interest. Now, they say they're not spending checkoff dollars on those lobbying efforts, but yet there hasn't been a good way to track where those dollars are really going. So until they can let us or be proven to us through an official audit of they're getting those dollars that are used for lobbying, are coming for lobbying issues versus, you know, just kind of the blanket statement saying that our dollars are spent on advertising and promotion. Those are the promotion and advertising dollars. So let's see an actual audit and where we're going. And that's something that, you know, whether it's a USDA or the marketing agencies, you know, there's different mechanisms for that to happen. Let's have a true actual audit and see where that ends up at.
Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden this morning about the OFF Act. It would, if passed, it would require accountability, also would transparency as well, and also enforce more that the checkoff dollars cannot be used for lobbying. And so, Darren, you mentioned it even, you know, when in your speech back in the 80s, that's when all these programs kind of came about because, well, government warehouses were busting at the seams, prices were collapsing, we got to do something about this. And that advertising, that promotion of dairy or corn or beef or pork kind of did its job, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, you know, because that extra food it ended up disappearing. And back then it was a lot of generic advertising. Today we're not seeing that same thing, which was the original intent. Let's make it generic so that we get rid of the excess food or companies can get rid of it. Well, today we're seeing that difference. So, for instance, the Fairlife milk carton that you see advertised on TV really is to the benefit of Fair Oaks Dairy. Based in Indiana, and that was all developed through a program that the National Dairy Board had worked on. So that's benefiting, you know, maybe one state or one region, but yet there's pennies that came out of Wisconsin from every single farmer that have went into the advertisement for that farm's products. And that's not what generic means. Generic means that it should be good for everybody, not good for one or two operations.
Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden this morning, they held an event in Osseo recently, the Enough is Enough event tour, and this is a six-state tour with 16 different organizations that are trying to garner additional support for the OFF Act. Darren, also in your speech, you know, you kind of mentioned it. It's kind of here in Wisconsin, because that's what we know. But our organizations seem to have that transparency, but it's because they're state organizations, correct?
Well, and it's, you know, it might be that there's a state law that has having DACAP keep a lot closer eye on it, and certainly, you know, looking at those dollars, and they've always been, you know, as the audits happen, have certainly been accountable for what's taken place, and certainly looking at, you know, are the checkoff dollars being spent correctly. You know, yeah, I believe they are. Some of the bigger questions that farmers have, though, is when your milk price drops 25% and the CEO of Dairy Farmers Wisconsin gets a pay raise at the end of the year, you know, is that justifiable? You know, because the farmers are receiving less and actually going out of business, you know, there's, because we're still continuing to lose a farmer and a half to two farmers a day, and until we can get where farmers continue to get a good base price that's going to pay for their cost of production, there's always going to be that question, why does that CEO need the raise, or why is that CEO receiving the salary that he is?
Talking with Darren Von Ruden this morning, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union. Finally, before we let you go, I guess how's planting going down in Vernon County for you, and how's planting going from what you've heard from members?
Yeah, you know, I think we're, most small grains are done. That's been a few weeks since that's done. Corn planting in our neck of the woods is probably 50 to 60% done. We did have a three-week rainy stretch there that took us from thinking we're going to be ahead to behind schedule now. First crop has started being harvested too in our area. It's surprising how fast that grew and where that's at. So, you know, I'm thinking if we get a nice week of weather here in the next week, there could be a corn could probably get to be that 90-95% or even higher planted, and then certainly first crop hay too is going to come off in a hurry.
Have you heard any relative feed values yet on that first crop yet? I know if they're getting ready to cut it, have you heard some of the tests coming out?
Yeah, I have not at all, but just looking to at what our cars are doing there on pasture every day, and since we turned them out 3 weeks ago, they just continue to go up in milk. So evidently there's some good value in the feed that they're eating.
Oh, there's something there. And as you know, with all of the rain that we've had, and in fact, when the severe weather that we had the day before we recorded this, Weather Service in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in their forecast discussion said, well, you'll have a couple of nice days to try to cut your jungle that you have for a yard. And that's probably how the pastures and the alfalfa starting to look.
Yeah, certainly the alfalfa fields, because they're growing really fast at this point in time, which, it's nice with the dry year that we had last year. Hopefully farmers can rebuild those inventories on their feed levels and be able to make it through this winter without the headaches that a lot of farmers seen this last year of trying to find that hay and having to go, multi-states to actually get some, or paying through the nose in order to feed their animals.
That is Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Expect showers and storms today in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have a lot of areas seeing rain today. Isolated to scattered showers are possible Tuesday over western Wisconsin. Then after a drying out period Tuesday and into Thursday, additional chances for showers and storms are in for the forecast for the end of the weekend into next weekend. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms, high 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 52 to 57%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, lows 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 60 to 65. Wednesday, sunshine, high 65 to 70. For Thursday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. For Friday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Need a quick but tasty supper idea? Stop at O'Galley Cheese for their take and bake pizzas. O'Galley Cheese's pizzas are made with their own cheddar and three cheese blend, featuring Romano and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses, made with milk from only local dairy farmers. Don't forget to ask for a pizza punch card. Open 7 days a week, O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25 for your next pizza craving.
Dull eyes, droopy ears, and a depressed appetite are signs of a sick calf. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding the symptoms will help you bring it back to health as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Calves from birth to weaning are bombarded with bacteria, viruses, and other ailments. Keep an eye on them while they're healthy so you know how they behave when they're sick. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says if a calf has sunken eyes and a reduced appetite, those are signs that it's not feeling well. Trying to treat the animal yourself without the help of a veterinarian is not a good idea.
Based on the probability of symptoms, visit with your veterinarian about how to put together a reasonable treatment protocol. Almost all the drugs